Welcome back, everybody. You know, it was quite a busy week last week. We had Donald Trump playing the victim like nobody else can do. And we also had his son, Eric, in on the game as well. You know, this is a genetic thing where they play the victim. This is something that's, I think, rooted in genetics with the Trump family. I wish I could go back to his father and see if he played the victim or was it on the mother's side. I mean, I'm not sure. But it came through. I mean, it's genetic at this point, folks. Eric Trump was saying something about how all of a sudden, you know, after the election, the Democrats are going to just stop talking about the COVID-19. They're just going to stop talking about it. It's just going to go away. Just going to go away. It's not going to go away. My God. It's not a political thing, Eric. It's just another way that he's been playing the victim. Of course, Trump, you know, he's got it down pat. He can play the victim till the cows come home. He's got an answer for everything. He doesn't take responsibility for anything. And folks, just take a look at, let's just recap just a little bit here. Take a look at the fake cure that he was pushing, hydroxychloroquine. The fake cure. Look at the half jokes of injecting disinfectants to cure COVID. What a fiasco that was. And then look at the fiasco with the PPE. The feds were bidding against states. States were bidding against each other. It was a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. Billions of dollars were unnecessarily spent because the federal government would not take the responsibility and then distribute to the states. They bid against each other to the point where it turned into a major fiasco that ultimately cost states billions of dollars. And then just look at the fiasco with testing, where just last week, Trump said that testing for COVID was overrated. So when you take all of that incompetence, folks, where I'm going with this is that all of that as a whole, just sit back and ask yourself this, and this is the ultimate question here out of all of this. Are you willing to put your faith in that Trump will deliver the vaccine in a way across the nation that is efficient for everyone and won't take a year and a half to roll out? Are you willing to put your faith in the fact that the man who did all of this is going to roll out a vaccine across the nation in a timely and effective way? No, hell no. No, I don't think that's going to be the case. I would not bet anybody's money that that would actually happen. So, I mean, the reality is we know that the response was, you know, abysmal. It was delayed. It was peppered with all of this stuff that was just a fiasco. No. Are you going to trust Trump to deliver the vaccine, is what I'm saying. Absolutely not. I don't know how any of us could actually trust Donald Trump to deliver a vaccine across the nation in a way that's effective and sensible and gets it out in a way that's timely. I just don't think that's going to happen. And make no mistake, delivering 330 million doses of a vaccine. And in some cases, people, if not every case, people are going to need two doses of that vaccine. So we're talking about vials. We're talking about the type of glass that they need, boron silicate type specialized glass. If not that, it's got to be, you know, this, even if it's just plastic, if they're able to deliver the dose in plastic, 330 million times two, you know, we're talking half a billion doses. And this is all supposed to happen just magically like a Disney movie. Oh, come on. This is a joke here. I just can't trust Trump with this. You know, from what I've seen, I don't know how anybody could. So the only way that I think an efficient rollout is really going to happen, folks, is if Biden is doing the rollout, because A, he relies on the Faucis of the world. He relies on scientists that are specialists. He's not afraid to rely on the specialists rather than a handful of people that Donald Trump relies on to run this country. And let's face it, Trump is relying on a handful of people. He's running this country like a car wash with a handful of people And you can't do it that way. You can't be afraid of the CDC. You can't be afraid of the National Institute of Health. You can't be afraid of all of these other organizations that Trump has pushed away from because of deep state ass-backward fears. I mean, come on. If you shouldn't have taken this job if you knew Donald Trump, that you could not work with the CDC, if you could not work with the NIH, if you could not work with the Consumer Services Financial Protection Bureau, if you cannot work with the EPA, if you can't work with the post office, if you can't work, I mean, the list goes on, just pick one. If you can't work with what is in fact our government, Mr. Trump, if you can't work with every branch, the FBI, the CIA, if you can't work with these people without pointing your finger at them and saying that they're incompetent when you know darn well that's not true, why did you even take the job in the first place? Why? Why would you take the job of being president and trying to run this country like a car wash with a handful of people when you knew right off the bat that you couldn't do it because you're afraid of the deep state? I don't get it. I don't get it, folks. You know what? You get to a point where you're just tired of it. I think we're all there. So the only way that we're going to get this rollout of the vaccine to happen is if Joe Biden is doing the rollout, because he relies on, like I said, the Faucis of the world. He's not afraid of the science behind it. He's not afraid to put people that know more than he does in control to see that things are done efficiently. That's how you run a country. That's how you do it. So, you know, folks, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about a handful of people that Donald Trump uses to, you know, run this country like a car wash. One of those people, full disclosure, Peter Navarro. I do not like Peter Navarro. I do not think he's got what it takes to even be in a situation where he should have anything to do with this country. To me, he's the used vacuum cleaner salesman guy. In fact, I don't even think Peter is qualified for that job, a used vacuum cleaner salesman guy. I mean, he's not even qualified for that. But Trump pulled him out. That's one of the handful of guys that he pulled out over the weekend. On Sunday, he was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, and he rambled on about, you know, the typical things. He rambled on about deep state fears, oh God, endlessly. Come on. He rambled on about the CDC, how they let us down. You know, like the CDC is supposed to work in a vacuum, you know, and because of the deep state fears, you can't work with the CDC, so now it's time to play the blame game with the CDC. And of course, Peter Navarro blamed the Chinese. He blamed the Chinese, of course. You know, nobody's perfect here, and yeah, they could have done a better job, but let me ask you this, Peter. You know, we learned this about Donald Trump right from 2016, that he was not reading the intel that was coming from our intelligence services right off the bat. Big surprise, right? He's not taking the intelligence in. So is it any surprise that you're blaming the Chinese when you've got a president who doesn't even listen to his own intelligence? He doesn't listen to him. He doesn't read it. He doesn't care. Like I said, he's running this country like a car wash with a handful of people. And you're going to blame the Chinese when you're not even taking the intel from the United States government? Come on, Peter. Give me a break. Peter then lamented about Trump's pre-COVID beautiful economy and how, you know, employment was down to 3.5%. Oh my God, these were the best of times. You know what you should have been doing, Peter? You should have been thanking Obama for that economy that he handed to you on a silver platter. But no, you couldn't thank him for that. You tried to say that Obama was incompetent. He gave you and Donald Trump the best economy that you could ask for. I mean, it was a self-driving economy. You could, in fact, that's exactly what happened. You could sit there and not do anything except lower taxes for the rich and hope that that would trickle down to the poor. All you had to do was sit in the self-driving car of an economy, and that's exactly what you did. And not even thank Obama for it, but instead try to say that he's incompetent. Oh, God. You know, folks, it just goes on and on. And It just gets to a point where you just, we all become like this Vesuvius. We just get sick of it. And I think that's where we are as a nation right now. So the question I wanted to ask you today is, we know that this rollout is going to have to be efficient with the vaccine. We know that it's going to have to take an approach that crosses state lines. You can't be point your finger at Governor Whitmer. You can't be point your finger at Governor Cuomo. It's going to take coordination. It's got to be efficient. And I'm asking you, do you think that Trump is the man that can do that? I think we just need to sit back and actually think long and hard about that. November is coming, and the best person I think to roll out this vaccine when it becomes available is Joe Biden. So, folks, thanks for the listen, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.